Amen. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. If you would. If you I'm going to read just a few verses of the scripture, a few moments. I'm going to begin in verse 19, and I'm breaking into the midst of a dialogue here between the Lord Jesus Christ and the woman at the well. And I preached from this chapter multiple times, and boy, that story of Jesus and the woman at the well is a tremendous and wonderful story. Boy, I praise God because it illustrates the fact that He'll reach down. Amen. He'll go out of His way to come to anyone and to bring them to Him and make them a child of God. Amen. I'm glad of that because that's what He had to do with me, and bring me into His fold. And I praise the Lord for that. But I'm not going to preach on that this morning. I want to spend just a few moments. I want to begin verse 19. The Bible says, "The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And it was at that time." You understand? Salvation was of the Jews. God had revealed Himself to them, particularly. Verse 23, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him." God is a spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When He is come, He will tell us all things." Jesus says unto her, "I that speak unto thee am He." I'm going to stop right there. Someone had heard asked you yesterday sometime and said to you, said, "What are you going to do tomorrow?" I don't know what answer you would have given, can't say, but I'd say a majority of people that were like you and I, they might have said, "Well, I'm going to church." Okay? I'm going to church. And that would be a true statement that they were going to church, but that would not be a statement that would answer the question, because that would be telling you where you were going, not what you were going to do. Okay? Because the question was, what are you going to do tomorrow? If you'd have said, "I am going to worship," that could be an accurate statement. Okay? I'm going to worship. Maybe it could be an accurate statement. Because the truth, the fact is you can go to church without going to worship.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
That can be that way. Okay? Jesus spoke here, and He said that the Father was looking for people that would worship Him in spirit and truth. The Samaritan woman talked about worshiping in that mountain, and I'm not going to go through that history. If you come on Wednesday nights, you could have heard all that history about that, couldn't you? Okay? And Jesus said, and she said, "But in Jerusalem, you say the place of worship, because the temple was in Jerusalem. That was the place that the Jew went to do those sacrifices and those offerings that were to be made to the Lord."
Yeah. Okay.
But Jesus said, "The hour cometh, and now is, for the true worship of God to worship in spirit and truth." And said, "God," and said, "The Father seeketh such to worship Him." Mm-hmm. To worship Him.
Bless you, Lord.
And that word worship, the Greek word, means to kiss the hand, literally, as a And one writer said, as a dog would lick his master's hand. Somebody said, I don't like to think about that, but hold it. It is good. Okay. The Hebrew word, by the way, in the Old Testament means to bow down prostrate with your face to the floor before and to worship. And we've come this morning to worship.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I believe the majority of people here have come to worship.
Yes.
I hope 100% have come to worship.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Listen, because that word, the English word worship, comes from an old English of worthyship. Worthyship. Ship. When used as a suffix to a word, okay, is speaking of the quality of something. So if you're worthy ship, then there's a quality that's worthy. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. A quality that's worthy. We have come this morning to worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And to worship Him. I trust in spirit and truth. Sometimes I say the church here, you know, that worship, the very first thing that you have done to worship the Lord is the very fact of your presence here in the service.
Right.
Amen. You cannot, listen to me, you cannot worship unless you are present in the service to worship. Amen. Somebody, and people have told me in the past that I said, well, Pastor, I can't be there, but I'll be there in spirit. No, you won't. Because your spirit is inside your physical body, and the only way your spirit is going to be here is for you to be physically present here.
Amen.
That might be possible that you're physically present here and you still don't worship in spirit.
Right.
Yes. And I thought about that, you know, the body without the spirit is dead. That may explain some worshipers. But could be. All right. But we are come to worship this morning His worthy ship.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have anything new to say this morning except this. He is worthy to be worshipped.
Yes, He is.
And He is deserving to be worshipped.
Amen.
He ought to be worshipped.
Amen.
That is adored and glorified and magnified.
Amen.
And lifted up.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Listen, because of who He is and what He is.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to give you, now there is probably this morning, listen, a list of reasons that we ought to worship Him that could go on for days and days and days. Amen. I'm only going to give you three this morning. Listen, because I don't know, you may be like me, I can't take everything in at one time. You know, if I eat a meal, I kind of stop after a little while because I can't eat it all. And you? Sometimes like this. Number one reason, listen, number one, not necessarily number one and quality, some, but the first one I'm giving you is that, listen, He is Creator.
Mm-hmm.
He is Creator.
Yes.
Bible says, of course, in Genesis 1, we all know that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Right.
And we look at that and we think of, and when that term God is used, our mind usually turns to God the Father. But you know, God is a Trinity. And God is made up of three persons. And I know, and that's confusing. And till today, somebody said, Brother Bill, do you understand that totally? And I still don't. Amen. And I'm worried about the person that does understand it totally. How can this little pea-sized brain here comprehend the greatness and the expanses of God? Amen. But I just know and I believe what the Bible says in 1 John 5:7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, listen, the Word, and listen, the Spirit, and these three are one.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, so that God, when it says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, all three of God, not gods, but all three of singular God, was there. But John came along and clarified even more further. He said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. Amen. Listen, He is Creator. I know we have a bunch of people, it seems like a multitude of people now that go around saying, oh, listen, we came about by some cataclysmic accident and the far, far reaches of the past, and then life came about by some another cataclysmic accident that brought us today. We evolved along. That, listen, I want them to explain that step by step to me.
Yes,
I read an article about 2 weeks ago from a scientist that is not a Christian, but he says the evidence is that there had to be an intelligent form that ever brought life into existence. There is no way that the laws of physics could have ever done so.
Amen.
He may not be Christian, but he's honest, and I appreciate that. Amen. Listen, Jesus Christ was from the very beginning, and He is Creator. He knows everything.
Right.
Listen, about us. He has made everything. He's made you and me. He knows everything. Listen, and has control. And the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, by Him all things consist. That is, that the existence of everything is dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. Listen, it's a silly thing to believe otherwise and to think otherwise. Listen, there is a God that has created us and made us. And listen, as David said in the Psalm, listen, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made because God, He made no mistake.
Right, amen.
When He made you and when He made me, He made no mistake. Somebody said, Brother Bill, I don't exactly, you know, we always, especially growing up, we're not satisfied with the way God made us, are we? Don't we wish we wish if we had one color hair, we want another color.
Yeah.
Amen. If we had one color eyes, we want the other color.
Yeah.
And we want to be different. But God made you special just the way you are. He
Amen.
Is Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Listen, He has made all and created all. And listen, because He is Creator, because, listen, He sustains creation, surely He's worthy of our worship because, listen, everything, my breath of life and your breath of life depends upon Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The writer said in the book of Daniel, in talking there concerning to Belshazzar, he says, your breath is in His hand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And He can take the next one as easily as He gives you the next one.
Mm-hmm.
He's created. Right. Second of all, He's benefactor. He's benefactor. What do you mean, Brother Bill? Psalmist said in Psalm 103, boy, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Okay? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Okay. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle.
Yes.
Amen. And he goes on and on and on, and that's what I'm saying is that everything that has been beneficial and is good, and those things sometimes we may not think is good, but is good for us. Listen, He is the benefactor. He's the one that has sent them along. He bestowed those gifts upon people, upon the children of men, because He loves us and cares for us.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I have been blessed enormously throughout my lifetime. Now, some of you heard me talk about where I was raised at, and I was raised we were very, very poor. Only thing I've said many times, we didn't know it because everybody else was, nobody told us. Amen. Amen. Everybody, you know, and we were doing pretty good until the government came along and told us we were poor. Okay? But, same thing I believe today, if the government would get out of it, we'd be doing a lot better.
Amen.
We're out. Amen. But listen, there's not been one day that I can ever remember in my life that I went hungry. There's not been one time, listen, that there wasn't shelter to take care of me. There's not been one time, that there hasn't been people around me that loved me and cared for me. Amen. Listen. You and I, benefit from the great benefactor, that bestows upon us the blessings of life over and over and over again. To a multitude that we not only have our needs, but we have pluses, don't we?
Right.
Amen. Amen.
I've always, spoke here a while back. He's always been enough plus.
Mm-hmm.
He's always, the Lord, my life has always been enough plus.
Amen.
It could have been just enough.
Yeah.
Could have been just enough. But the problem is, it wasn't just enough. It was enough plus.
Yes.
Amen. He always bestowed more than I just needed. Because why? Because listen, he loves us tremendously. Amen. Don't you think he ought to be thanked and he ought to be praised and he ought to be glorified and he ought to be lifted up and sanctified? Amen. Because he has blessed us and listen with a health of life.
Right.
They're able to know that he's blessed us with the good things to eat. He's blessed us with air conditioned cars and we don't even have to sweat coming to church anymore. Amen. Listen. Praise the Lord. He ought to be worshipped.
Yeah,
right. Amen. Worshipped and praised and glorified and honored. We ought to once in a while. Amen. Listen, I'm not saying you have to do that all the time, service, but somewhere in your life, one time you walk out somewhere, lift your arms up to heaven and say, God, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Because you blessed me so much. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And all the benefits that he bestowed upon us. Listen, he's given to us. He is creator and he is benefactor and then he is redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
Oh, I can tell you why. If the first two one wasn't enough, this ought to be it. This ought to be it. Going along in life, sometimes and we think we got everything by the handle, Lord. Amen. And as I did in my life, I thought, boy, I had everything, but hell, I had everything in control. There wasn't anything I didn't think I couldn't handle along the way. But God put me down on my back in a hospital bed when I was 25 years old with a bleeding ulcer. Amen. And thought he was going to have to cut part of my stomach out. Boy, I didn't get saved at that moment, but he sure got my attention. He got my attention. He got yours somewhere down through life, didn't he?
Yes.
Amen. It might not have been some disease. He might not have put you in a hospital bed. Amen. He might not have been somewhere down through life. He reached down and grabbed a hold of you. And
yes.
He got your attention.
Yes.
Amen. Boy, the thing about it, you came to a place to realize, and I dare say I did realize, listen, I was lost and undone as I could be. I was deserving of hell. I was deserving of the punishment that God would bestow upon me. Because I had violated the laws of God. I had gone the wrong direction. And I had disregarded Him altogether. Amen. And listen, just left Him out totally out of my life and without regard whatsoever. But listen, when it came time that I had nothing to offer Him, I had nothing to give Him.
Amen.
I just simply said, Lord, would you be merciful to me, a sinner?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Lord, hallelujah. Listen, he reached down and David said, listen, he forgave me all my iniquities. Every one of them.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. So, on what basis did he do that, Pastor? What basis did he forgive all those things? On the basis of his shed blood at Calvary's cross.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because when a lost sinner, listen, it doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, where you've been.
Bless
you, God. Amen. When you come down before the Lord and ask you for forgiveness, amen.
Yes.
And no doubt the accuser of the brethren, the devil says, well, that person sinned and done all wrong in every which way. But Jesus said, listen, I paid for those at Calvary's cross.
Amen.
The blood's already been applied. Hallelujah. Listen, he redeems us. Amen. Redeems us. Purchased us again, if you will. Brought us back. You say, how can that? Because Adam sold us out.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Adam sold us out. Before Jesus brought us back. Listen, he makes it a child of God. He's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy for my presence in the house of God. He's worthy for my praise in the house of God. He's worthy of me praying and giving him glory. He's worthy, listen, of whatever I can do for him. Amen. He's worthy of that. Amen. Listen, because he's creator, because he's benefactor, because he's redeemer. I said three different. Boy, it's a lie. Gotta give you just one more. He is soon coming king.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We're in a mess.
Yes, sir.
We're in a mess. Amen. You talk about worship. There's been something going on the last couple of weeks.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
The political conventions, they call them.
Yeah.
They've been worshiping.
That's right.
Yeah. Mayor, thank you, Brother Ryan. Sometimes.
Thank you.
That only happened since I got older. Amen. Listen, amen. They did a lot of worshiping. And there'll be not one person, not that person, listen, that got the nomination, they'll not be able to redeem one person.
Amen.
Amen. But listen, I've got a soon coming king. He's not going to leave me in this mess. He's not going to leave me in this mess if you know him. Amen. But he's coming, listen, to redeem his chosen few. Hallelujah. Listen, from this world and take us to ever be with him. And listen, what a wonderful promise we have from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our soon coming king.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I think he's worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Amen. I think he's worthy of all adulation that you can give him.
Right.
You cannot lift him up too much. You cannot say too many things about the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot listen, overdo it. Somebody said, we're going too far. No, you can't.
No, okay.
No, you can't. Right. Now, you can go too far with people. You can go too far in things, but you cannot go too far in your worship of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Worship the Lord. Amen. We ought to worship him. And he seeks to worship in spirit and in truth. Talk about that spirit a little bit, but that really speaks of our sincerity. Brother Phil, boy, almost got cut loose this morning. I hope he's ready next Sunday again.
Yeah.
That talks of our sincerity, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In spirit. That is our spirit in it. You know, sometimes you and I can sit there on that pew, listen, and I'll have to confess, I've been there, okay? I sit there on that pew, and the blessings of God be falling all around. Amen. God touched me right there, and I'm just as cold as I can be. Because, listen, I haven't connected up that day with the Lord. Amen. I haven't got my sincerity into that service like I should have. Amen. And listen, that's what he's talking about, spirit and in truth.
Amen.
In truth. The truth, Jesus is the truth.
Yes.
The Word of God is the truth.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Listen, amen. Worship him in spirit and in truth.
God will. Good preaching.
Now, let me say this morning. I'm going to quote from this right here. For a child of God, every one of them knows exactly what I'm talking about. But if you're not a child of God, it's difficult to worship the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can praise. Listen, you can praise. You can certainly say those things. You can certainly do them. But because you are not a child, you aren't able to fully grasp all the benefit of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And listen, but let me tell you, you can become a child of God by simply placing your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross.
Amen.
Yes. For your sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody says, preacher, that's too easy. Well, it wasn't easy. Jesus took the hard part, though, and he gave you and I the easy part.
Right.
Amen. Somebody says, all you got to do is trust and believe. That's what the Bible says. Acts chapter 1, Acts 20, and Jenner came to Paul and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt be saved.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. I believe I'll take that route right there. Amen. That's the one I took. But you can be saved and become a child of God. And then you can worship.
Amen.
You can worship. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you this morning for this time together. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for the privilege we have gathered into this place with your people to worship you, to praise you, and to thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Now, Lord, I pray for someone here this morning that doesn't know you. There's someone here this morning, Father, that, Lord, Father, they've been saved, that they come. If there's somebody here this morning, Father, has been saved, but Father, that maybe their walk has gone a little bit stale. Maybe, Father, just need a little touch from you. I pray that they would come for that too, Lord. But Father, have your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray this morning. Hey, God spoke to you this morning. Not only, but he's touched your heart. You feel like you need to pray. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Pastor says, 249.